What a moment. What a moment in the World Series last night. It's Christian Arkin, Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons. Gleyber Torres with a shot down the line. Mookie Betts runs over, makes the catch. And then two of the biggest jagaloons you've ever seen in your life, these two Yankee fans. One guy grabs Mookie's glove, and the other guy kind of grabs his hand. And then, and I tweeted this, it was the same tweet went out by a couple other people, including a big company, right after mine, interestingly enough. But it looked like when your dog eats something it's not supposed to eat and you're trying to right. open the dog's mouth and get the brownie out or get the cookie or whatever it is that the dog ate. It was a stunning moment as the ball did actually pop out. Mookie ran over to the umpires. He said, I caught it. And then they went over and talked to the guys in the stands. And not the guy. So the guy, there's two guys here. There's two culprits. There was the main guy who was prying the glove open. And then there was his friend who, when the umpires came over, was like, this is this line. He crossed the line. Blah, 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 going on and on and on about he came over the line. And once you go over the line, as if that's some excuse, right? Like, as if, oh, yeah, once you go over the line, we can just rip your glove open and right. take the ball away. Like, just an amazing sense of right and wrong there from Yankee fans. Typical Yankee fans, by the way. About as typical as it possibly can get. But the Yankees ended up winning that game, and they have extended the series a little bit. And by the way, I'm not here to say that those guys are good guys or anything, or that they're beauts, or that Rob Gronkowski thinks they're cool, even though all of that has been said about them in the last 12 hours here. But it was a funny moment. Like, I don't know how you can't watch that and think that wasn't funny. That was pretty funny.
It is funny. I immediately look at it, though, like, if I'm a Dodgers fan, you could have broken his wrist or something. Like, you're prying. That was not.
And if he did, it wouldn't have been funny.
That was not typical interference where you're going to make the catch and you're, right. like, over him, whatever. You were trying to pry the ball out of his hand, out of his glove. Like, he had already made the catch. And to what end? You know my famous question. What'd you think was going to happen? Like, what did you think? You saw him catch the ball.
Like, the umpire
ball.
Was going to be like, oh, well, sorry, Mookie.
Yeah, because those two guys pried it out, you don't get the catch. Like, what did you think was going to? Because if you regular interfere, you might steal a play for your team.
If it was a bang-bang thing, right. like if you happened to knock into him and the ball right. popped out, if you're sitting there for a couple seconds trying
prying
to
it out, two guys trying to tag team him to pry it out. It was like, you know, you had your example of the dog. It also reminded me of like a tag team match where somebody got like the iron knuckles or whatever.
Right.
And like the other guys were trying to pry it out before he could punch him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you think how was this going to work out in any way other than you getting kicked out of your seats and never being able to go back to your seats?
No.
Because that was the only end game. Or worse.
No way out, yeah.
Because if you hurt Mookie, now you're getting arrested for like assault. Mm-hmm. Now you're probably getting sued by Mookie because he's missing time in the World Series.
They can still arrest him for assault. If right. Mookie wants to press charges for that, he could.
But my guess is he won't.
But if he
broke his wrist,
definitely.
He might be more inclined to pursue something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just super dumb. And you're right. I'm not going to glorify it like Gronk kind of was for like pretty much an extended soundbite.
Yeah.
Of like laughing
he's
how
like,
awesome
it
was.
Way to go, man. Really cool. Like, you really no. seized the moment. It's like, not really. Like,
no. Try to stay out of the action, my friend.
Right.
Like, if it comes in. Those are the ones I excuse. You're in your stands, it's a high pop-up or mm-hmm. something, and you're just focused on the ball like the fielder is. You're reaching up. Okay, whatever. Totally different. Have you seen this before?
No, never.
Pry out of his glove.
I've never, ever seen that. I've never seen a guy have his glove that close to a fan with the thing closed in the first place that the fan could then even attempt to do that. Like,
right.
that's, when
just,
do you ever see that? Yeah.
And it's just so stupid on the part of the fan. He might be a nice guy. I don't know. Nice people do dumb things. This was a really dumb thing to do.
It was pretty dumb. I can't help but wonder how this would have gone down if the right fielder was not Mookie Betts, but rather, I don't know, Gary Sheffield at the height of the steroid
oh, yeah.
era or something like that, because this guy's pretty lucky that Mookie Betts is a chill dude, you know? Like, if that was somebody else.
Jaron Duran.
In a different era, even, or maybe not. Yeah, Jaron Duran in this era.
I think he's kind of feisty.
You know?
I think that might have played different.
Imagine that was Trot Nixon that ran over there, and then all of a sudden that happened. Remember what happened to, what was the guy? Tanyan Sturts?
Yeah.
Remember Nixon wailing on Tanyan Sturts? You try that with
You're
the
right.
wrong guy in the corner outfield. And he won't get in trouble either, by the way. If
right.
Mookie Betts turned around and socked that guy, nothing would have happened to Mookie Betts.
Right. Meta world peace?
Yeah.
different sport, but I mean, if you had gotten the right guy.
Remember when Sheffield, when that guy spilled a beer on Sheffield at Fenway?
Yes.
And Sheffield decked a guy. And then all of a sudden there were like three people in between him, like really quickly. That was a triumph of ballpark security, I thought, that whole thing with Sheffield back in the day. I forget what year that even was, but yeah, the guy ran over, or he ran into the corner. He bumped into the guy, beer spills all over him, and Sheffield just says, forget the play, and he goes right after the guy. And listen, if that was Sheffield running in the corner, that Yankee fan, he wouldn't have been waking up in his seats. He'd be waking up in the hospital somewhere, I'd imagine.
Well, this is one of my questions. I actually wanted to bring it up, but we never got to it last week when the Celtics played and there were the two beer spillages on the floor and all that. Like, maybe there needs to be a little bit of more of a line, especially in the NBA, where you're literally... I mean, when guys inbound, you have to move your legs so you're not touching them.
Right.
I never understood why they have to be there. Other sports, like football, it's pretty separated.
Yeah.
Baseball, there's kind of a gray area.
You're
separated
pretty much on
in
the
some
bench,
places.
You know? So yeah. You're closer than but some guys.
But now they've put up the netting, so that's kind of added a layer of separation. But really, the fans shouldn't be involved in the game.
No.
You're there to watch a game.
I was trying to think of another, in any baseball game, forget the World Series, but any baseball game, something that was funnier than that guy trying to pry the ball out. And the only thing I could think of was when, I forget who hit it, but Canseco's running back to catch a fly ball, and it hits him in the head and goes over the fence.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in a baseball game. This may have passed that. This may have passed that. And I know, again, I don't glorify it. It was funny. I'm sorry. Those guys are jerks, and they deserve never to be able to go to a baseball game ever again, and I think that's an appropriate punishment, and I don't think they're good guys and whatever, but I do think that was funny. It was just a funny thing. That picture of the guy with the look on his face going after the glove. I mean, I'm sorry.
Like, what do you think?
It made me laugh.
If he had gotten the ball out, was he going to turn?
He did get the ball out.
No, but I mean, in his possession.
Right.
Would he have, like, turn and run, like, up the stands or something?
I don't necessarily think it was about getting the ball for himself. It was about trying
not to, letting him catch it.
Not
you're in my house.
It. Exactly.
This
right.
It's my
yeah.
house.
Trying to keep the ball in play. Now it's a hit instead of an out or
it's not.
A foul ball or whatever. Yeah, it'd be a foul ball instead.
It's not. He's in the stands and it's in his glove, you boob.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the dumber things I've ever seen.
I know.
Because this was a...
Are you denying that it was funny?
Oh, no, it was very funny.
It was funny, right?
But the stupidity makes it even more funny. Because there's things I see that...
Yankee fans are just a special breed. They really are.
I see things sometimes that work out weirdly, poorly, whatever, but I understand sort of the quote-unquote logic behind it.
Right.
What you think was going to happen there. I don't know what his logic was behind
I think he
this.
Just got caught up in the moment.
That's
I think
exactly,
that was
yeah.
It.
Yeah. I don't think he was thinking anything.
They
he
both
got caught
did?
Up in the moment.
Because his buddy's
probably
kind of
a few brewskis
What,
deep.
Do they share a brain?
Probably, yeah.
Well, I think
they're
they
Yankee
think similar,
all
which
Yankee
is
fans,
why they're friends.
All Yankee fans kind of share a brain, if we're being honest here. They're all kind of the same guy, aren't they? Let's go to the phone, 617-779-7937. Brandon's in Rhode Island. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. I'm calling from URI. I actually sports broadcasting class assignment on the first show.
Well, you need to get a better phone because we can't hear you.
Yeah,
your phone's
breaking
up.
It's out in the middle of nowhere.
URI is, you sounded like he was a broadcasting student. That's all very nice, but we can't understand
is
you because
trying
your
to take our
open.
Jobs? Like
let's hold on. Let me see if I can bring him back on. Oh, nope, he hung up. Never mind. Anyway, sorry, Brandon. Try back later in a place with better cell reception. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, Patriots have a winnable game this weekend against the Tennessee Titans. They've had a few winnable games this week for such a tough schedule everyone advertised this season as. We'll get into that. And who would you rather be right now, the Patriots or the Titans? We'll ask that question next.